No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis, and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join me today. Back in December, many of you will remember, I was talking to Ashley Gilson. And we were talking about Jason, and we were talking about Leland, and they were in a house fire along with her daughter, Leland's daughter, and they were able to get out of the house, but Jason had to go to Houston for treatment, and Leland was being treated in Mobile, Alabama. Of course, we shared the fundraiser. We let people know about Leland and how her surgery went. Jason is now down in Foley, Alabama, back home, and Leland is still going through surgeries and still fighting her battle as she recovers from this fire. Many fundraisers came out of this effort, and one of the fundraisers, Micah Skelton, was part of that. He was going home, and there was an accident. And I wanted to share this fundraiser because, obviously, Micah was there to help this family, and we want to try to help his. I have on the line with me right now Megan Skelton. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Megan.
Nice to be here.
Micah had surgery today, and it went well.
Yes, absolutely. He's awake and he's talking and he's in really good spirits right now.
You said he hadn't eaten since Saturday, so finally getting to eat, that's very important.
Yes, and giving him some coffee was really the highlight of his day.
He was there at this fundraiser. He was trying to help raise funds for Jason and Leland after their fire, which I mentioned happened in December. And then he's going home. Tell us what happened.
So, no, I was at home waiting for him to come home so we could go get dinner as a family. And I get a phone call that there had been an accident that I needed to call and see if, you know, check on him to see if I can get him to answer, and I couldn't. So I call our friends Felicia and Randy to see if he was still over there at their house, and of course he had already left. And when I found out the location of the wreck, I instantly knew that it was him. From the story that I'm gathering that is being told to me was he was coming across with a green light, and the car had ran a red light or was trying to turn left on the Beach Express, and either way didn't see him and hit him, and the bike's totaled, and he's beat all up. They're talking about there's a chance that he might not be able to work again.
He was trying to help Leland and her son Jason. I know a lot of people had gotten together to do this, and you hate to see something like this happen, but as you've seen, when Micah is in a similar situation where he's now had an accident, he's recovering, you've seen a lot of people rally around your family, haven't you?
Absolutely.
As horrible as it is, it's good to see that people care and that they want to help. And I know that your friend, you mentioned Felicia at the beginning, Felicia Beck Campbell, jumped in and started a fundraiser. It's Help Micah, a biker dad, husband, and friend. Tell us about this fundraiser.
Felicia set that up for us because, as you know, it's been said that there's no guarantee if he's going to be able to go to work or, you know, when he'll be able to go to work. But this is going to be a long recovery, and they are expecting his stay in the hospital to be anywhere between 2 weeks to a month, if that. It might be longer, it might be shorter. So it's to help out with, you know, stuff to... I'm having to go back and forth between Foley and, you know, Florida, so it's to help with gas and everything for me and to help get stuff that we need. And, you know, with us being out of work, for me being down here, is to make sure we don't lose our home or anything, you know, keep us, have a place to bring him home to when he is released.
Sure, and you have a daughter that's 11 years old. Does that put her in the 6th or 7th grade?
She's in the 6th.
So we've got to think about her as well with schooling and all the things that go into that, because she's borderline teenager. That takes a lot to keep 11-year-old as well.
Absolutely. And she's not taking this very well. Her dad was her best friend, and her not being able to see him, and she's his biker babe. She was on the back of the bike with him all the time. So she's having mental breakdowns and having a really hard time with, you know, her dad being in the hospital and stuff, and it's hard. It's hard on all of us.
An 11-year-old having to bear this burden, watching from a distance, she can't even be there. Has he been able to FaceTime or do Zoom or anything like that with her?
I have been at least once a day trying to call and let them FaceTime each other, but I have to catch it at a time to where he is coherent and alert, because they've been keeping him medicated with the surgeries he's had and everything and the amount of pain he's in, so...
Well, sure, we're talking about a broken femur in two places, broken pelvic bone in two places, broken collarbone, broken ribs, bruised lungs, and a ruptured bladder. Just a short list of things that he's going to have to go through moving forward.
They did surgery on him today and put a steel plate with screws in his collarbone, and they repaired his elbow. So that his elbow has been giving him fits this afternoon. He's been complaining a lot with his arm hurting him.
If it's okay with you, Megan, let me take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to lay out the different ways that people can contribute, how they can help your family during this time, okay?
Sounds great.
Folks, right now I have on the line with me Megan Skelton. Her husband, Micah, was in an accident as he was helping a family that I was helping not just a month and a half ago, as we tried to help Jason and Leland, who were in a house fire. And Leland was able to get both of her children out of the house fire and be able to save them and herself. She's gone through a lot, but here we had a fundraiser. Micah was part of it with a biker group, and then he has an accident himself. And I feel like we can return the favor. We can show that we care as a community, that we're concerned about Micah. We're concerned about his daughter. We're concerned about Megan right now. And I want you to stick with us as we share how you can help this fundraiser. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh.
we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
This is Emma Grace Faradelli, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I am a 12-year-old self-esteem rising ambassador for the Hance Family Foundation. I really hope you get to check them out. And don't ever forget, confidence is a superpower.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Megan Skelton. She's in Foley, Alabama. We've been talking about her husband Micah and an accident that he was in on his motorcycle as he was helping with a fundraiser for Jason and Leland. Leland was in a house fire back in December, just before Christmas, and they lost everything. She was able to get her two children out of the house. As you know, Jason had to go to Houston, and he was taken care of there, and Leland was in Mobile at the hospital. She has had surgeries, unfortunately had to have some amputations in the process. She is recovering, but there's a serious condition with her heart where they're trying to be very careful when it comes to surgery. Of course, out of this came many fundraisers trying to help the family, and Micah Skelton was part of a fundraiser. He was headed home, and he had a wreck on his motorcycle. Someone hit him while he was riding his motorcycle, and right now Megan's on the line with me, and we want to try to help your family, Megan. We want to try to show our support for Micah and your family.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
As you know, right now with COVID-19, visiting is very limited. As you mentioned, Shaylee can't be with her father. That's very difficult for this 11-year-old. We gave an address out in the first segment, how you can send cards to Shaylee. She's 11 years old, and I can't imagine what she's going through. But we want to try to help financially. We want to try to make sure that y'all are taken care of during this time, because as you mentioned, Micah may not be able to work again.
We do have a PayPal set up. It's nscalen1018@gmail.com. I don't have a GoFundMe. I've only set up the PayPal account as of right now.
All right. The PayPal is mskelton1018@gmail.com. That's M as in Mike, Skelton, S-K-E-L-T-O-N, 1018@gmail.com. You can also search Felicia Beck Campbell on Facebook, and you will find a Facebook fundraiser. It's titled Help Micah, a Biker Dad, Husband, and Friend. We want you to go to that fundraiser on Facebook. And again, also you can support through PayPal, mskelton1018@gmail.com. I'm looking right now at the Facebook fundraiser. $1,165 of $5,000 has been raised so far. 20 people have donated. I shared it on the Mark White Show. I'll continue to share this effort and try to help however we can, Megan.
Thank you so much.
All right.
He's got at least one, maybe two, possibly three more surgeries, possibly the talk of it. So I'm not sure how that's going to go, but they've got to put that metal plate in his pelvis as of right now. And after they do that, we'll know if there's any more surgeries to be done after that. Thank you very much to everybody that's reached out with text and messages and, phone calls, and just everybody that's reaching out, asking and supporting us in every way possible. We really are very, truly grateful and thankful. And at this moment, we are very, very blessed.
But I'm so glad that you've seen so many people that have come to the aid of your family. And I do wish Micah the best as he moves forward.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, I want you to go to the PayPal, and that's mskelton1018@gmail.com. And also you can look up Felicia Beck Campbell. That fundraiser on Facebook is Help Micah, M-I-C-A-H, a Biker Dad, Husband, and Friend. They're in Foley, Alabama, and he had an accident after he was supporting a fundraiser for Jason and Leland, who were in a house fire back in December. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and MeWe. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
High Five Liquidations is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidations, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, just to name a few. At High Five Liquidations, everything is $5. Give them a call at 256-444-2682 and find them on Facebook at High Five Liquidations. On Facebook, that's High, spelled H-I, located at 1206 Highway 31 South, just north of Ramona J's. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.